You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and winter is normally pretty doom and gloom. We get a lot of grey skies. It's not very colourful at all, so maybe you can try and fix that with your garden. I'm joined by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Jenny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks. And I like this idea of brightening up people's day with your garden and, I guess, introducing some colourful plants to your yard. What are your thoughts?
Well, of course, there's not much flowering in wintertime. It's just not the season for it. Most plants go to sleep. But what you can do is you can introduce colour and have a look at it from your window rather than venturing outside with colourful foliage. You know, we always think of leaves being green, and that's how they grow and mature. But, you know, there's some plants that have the most amazing coloured foliage. They just really are stunning. And my absolute favourite at the moment is heuchera, or sometimes it's called coral bells, because they produce tiny coral-coloured bell-like flowers in spring. But it's the foliage that is just really so beautiful. The leaves are scalloped, a bit like a geranium, but the colour range goes from deep purple, sometimes almost black. You can get red, crimson, bronze and silver, and some of the most amazing shades of green. They just really are luminescent, which is just what you want in wintertime.
So really it's open for you to be as creative as you like with your garden, with a colour palette like that.
Absolutely. I mean, you could actually plant a whole garden bed with these plants, and it would look like you'd have summer flowers all through winter.
Right. So what kind of shape are the flowers again? Oh, sorry, the leaves.
they're scalloped, so they look a bit like geranium leaves. You know, they're just like little, like the hem on Ash Barty's tennis frock this Wimbledon season.
For anyone who's keeping up with Wimbledon. Of course, these flowers are a little bit more colourful than a Wimbledon uniform.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what other flowers could we be looking at? What other plants?
Oh, okay. Well, one that's used where you don't get frost is irisine, which is also known as blood leaf. So that gives away its colour. It's a deep wine colour. And it really shines in the gloom. And the nice thing about them is that their leaves have this really interesting crinkly texture. And I don't think you can go past begonias. They just come in so many colours and patterns. You know, you get red, white, silver, deep purple, and it comes with spots, swirls and stripes. And another good thing about all these plants is that because of their colouring, they actually don't thrive in sun exposure, too much sun exposure. They actually do like a bit of shade, dapple shade, because it's just that's how they've evolved through the shade, and their colours are allowed to develop in those conditions.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that because, of course, if they're thriving in the winter, it probably means they're not used to those summery conditions that we do get in Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do we go about looking after them then?
Well, just shade. These plants and so many others, you know, that you can see at the nurseries at this time of the year, you know, they do cope really well with our conditions. Most of them come, or all of them come from other countries. But, you know, it's like the irisine is a Brazilian plant, I think that's right. And but it's an understory plant, so we have the jungles over there. They're growing under the shades of the trees.
And what about watering then? Because in winter, you normally associate plants being more in hibernation mode. Do they take a lot of feeding and watering?
No. Just make sure that you do water them. They don't need a lot of water because... And of course, you must remember to water the soil rather than the plant, especially in wintertime. If you water the plants, water lingers on the leaves and this can cause fungal diseases. So always remember to water the soil.
I guess, without it being summertime, they're probably not as thirsty anyway.
That's quite right. And usually with a lot of these plants, you can just rely on the rainfall.
If we're lucky enough to get some.
Yes. But during periods of long dries, yes, you should be out there watering your garden or watering the soil, as I said before.
No worries. Well, Jenny, we're just out of time, but thank you so much for chatting again.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.